Humility. Preschool, Part 2. Fright and Flight. The happy hens turned into a fearful flock. Royal the rooster had scared them all with his mean words. Before they went to bed, Royal made them line up like soldiers in front of his table, which he called his throne, and yelled, "You must lay a big, perfect egg before the sun comes up. Any egg that is not as big as an orange will be crushed by me. Do you understand?" The chickens shivered and nodded. "Now go," he shouted. The flock climbed the ramps to their nests. The farmer had built 2 long tables with straw nests for each bird. An aisle was between them. It was very cozy. Each morning the farmer walked down the aisle to collect the eggs. But no chicken felt cozy tonight. Who could lay an egg as big as an orange? Henrietta worried so much that she pulled most of the feathers off her belly. "My eggs are already the smallest. What will Royal do to me?" She buried her head in the straw and cried. Horse was very concerned. Every night he would sing happy songs to them as they fell asleep, but not tonight. "What can I do?" thought Horse. He decided to make up a poem to let them know how much the farmer loved them. "The eggs you laid this morning made the farmer smile. Remember what he spoke while he strutted down the aisle? Such a lovely flock of chickens, I could find no better. Your eggs are almost perfect, and I'm happier than ever." "The farmer is very pleased with you," said Horse. "That's all that matters." Some of the flock fell asleep, but most were still afraid of what Royal would think, especially Henrietta. "Cock-a-doodle-doo!" crowed Royal. Every hen panicked. "Lay your eggs," he commanded. Horse quietly sang his poem to encourage them as he strode down the aisle. Several hens did lay some big eggs, but most of the eggs were far too small. "Get off your nests," bellowed Royal. "I'm coming to look." Each hen held her breath as Royal walked by. He had no kind words about those eggs that were big, but he had plenty of nasty words for those who failed. "Ha! You call that an egg? It's more like a gumball. Crush! Clumsy white leg. There's cracks on this one. Crush!" Then he saw Henrietta. "Well, bird brain, where's your egg?"
I couldn't," is all Henrietta could say.
Royal was furious. His beak flashed. His eyes squinted. He aimed for Henrietta's head. "Squawk!" screamed Henrietta. But just before he pecked her, Horse thrust his nose between them. Henrietta flew outside, along with all the other terrified chickens. Horse winced in pain. "It looks like you're finished here," he said softly. Royal was silent. He returned to his throne, but not without first glancing back to see Horse's tears.